So the question becomes, how do you build trust in an interaction? And the most simple yet powerful answer seems obvious, which is you be honest, right? That is an absolute foundation. Sure, you can trick people for a period of time, but one, that's not ethical and that's not what we want to do. And two, it really doesn't last very long. So how can you be honest in a way that genuinely communicates that you're being honest? Well, that tends to only happen when you are honest in spite of your interests. When you're honest, even though it might come back and make that other person not like you. Or you're honest and it might ruin a deal that you have. Because you see, when you're honest and you say, hey, it's a beautiful day out today and it's 72 and sunny, that doesn't communicate to the other person that you're honest, because that's still just a very convenient statement to make. But when you instead open up and reveal perhaps a vulnerability about yourself, something that other people might be embarrassed or ashamed of, in that moment they're going, okay, this person has said something that acts against their best interests. And because of that, I know that I can trust them to tell me the truth because they value that above presenting their character in some sort of predetermined way to get me to feel a certain way about them. We're stepping back from all these different kinds of interactions that are truly, they're based on manipulation. Manipulation is when you are a certain way solely in order to get a reaction from the other person. And a dishonest thing to do would be to walk up to someone, they ask you how you're doing, you're having the worst day of your life, and you go, I'm excellent. Now, if instead you focus on what is good in that moment and you truly feel excellent, this is why we want to feel it first, then you can say, it's been a rough day, but I'm actually doing excellent. And then you are communicating on a more honest level. One of the things that really showed this to me is the YouTube channel. I've done a lot of videos, some of them that have more facts, some of them that are more useful than others. But when I get approached by fans, there is one video that gets mentioned probably 80% of the time. It's not my most popular video, it's just my most real. And it's one that I made after a breakup called Why You Don't Feel Good Enough. And this is the video that takes, I've realized, people from enjoying my channel, liking our channel, to trusting me, to feeling like I am someone that has their best interest in mind, that I am someone who is like them. And in that video, I talk about the difficulty that I'm having with this breakup. I don't stand there and pretend to be some guru who has charisma completely locked down and doesn't feel any sort of negative emotion. It was a tough moment for me, and I spoke honestly and authentically about the struggle that I was having in that moment. I've also noticed this with one of my mentors, Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss has transformed many people's businesses, including my own. If you're not familiar with who he is, he wrote the 4-Hour Workweek. He's given multiple TED Talks. He's probably worth somewhere near $100 million. So there's tons of reasons to respect Tim Ferriss. But what I've learned about him as I have spoken to people who really like and admire him is that, yes, people respect the things that he's shown them how to do. But where they really begin to like him and trust him is when they found that he shared his experience with suicidal thoughts and how one day he came this close to actually committing suicide. And though that's not something that I've personally gone through myself, the mindset that I want you to step into is that if you are experiencing something, whether it is a joy, whether it is a suffering moment or anything in between, it doesn't matter if people are talking about it. You are not alone. So if you're feeling like you are alone in some kind of situation, feeling whatever you're feeling, no one else is speaking up, and you happen to say it, you're saying, you know what, I'm struggling with this thing, two things are gonna happen. First off, there's people in that group who are going to fall in love with you because they're experiencing the same thing in silence. And you might have experienced this where someone said what you were thinking and they stood up, they did the right thing, they expressed a difficult emotion, and you immediately felt a bond to them because they said what you were thinking the whole time. And two, for the other people in that group that aren't necessarily feeling the same thing as you, they cannot help but you go, you know what? That was an unpopular opinion. I might not like it. I might not like this person, but geez, I cannot help but trust them because I know that they will say the truth even when it is inconvenient. And this is worth bearing out in a couple of stories, which is what I'm going to do now, because I want you to think in your own life, where aren't you doing this? There's one story from the book, The Speed of Trust, Stephen Covey. He enters law school. And on the first day of exams, the professor hands out the exams and then walks out of the room. And they're going, we got a 3-hour test. Where is this professor? 15 minutes go by, professor doesn't come back. And it becomes clear that he has trusted them to just take it on their own. And unfortunately, what happens in this room of somewhat cutthroat achievers is that they start to cheat. People are looking off other people's pages. Some people are speaking. Some people are opening the textbook. And this person, I believe it's Stephen Covey, sits in the back, goes, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? I've worked so hard to be here, and now I'm going to be competing against a bunch of people who are cheating. So he takes a deep breath, and he stands up. He says, hey, listen, I worked extremely hard to make it here. I put in long hours. I'm not here with my family right now, and I'm here to learn and to achieve and to excel. And I am not okay with the rest of you undercutting the hard work that I have done by cheating. So please stop now. And then he sat down and he took the rest of the test. Now, of course, some people in that room bristled. They felt very uncomfortable. They were called out. They might have hated him tremendously in that moment. But as you can imagine, they had to A, trust him, and B, respect him, which is what we're going to get into more tomorrow, for being a leader in that moment. And by the end of the year, this guy was the person that people looked to, not just as the moral and ethical leader, but as the leader of the group, because he established that he was willing to say the hard truth. I've told in other videos, I'll briefly restate it here, the story of a friend of mine back in New York City, low man on the totem pole at an investment bank, the head honcho boss who would just rip into people was going after this group of people about a deal that they were about to do. And my friend said, you know what? I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't think we should do this deal for these reasons. And the head honcho said, what are you talking about? We're doing this deal. You are a pussy. And my friend is Eastern European. And as you know, even in America, that's really not nice to say, but in Eastern Europe, it's especially offensive. And he took a deep breath, controlled himself, and said, do not ever call me a pussy again. And just stared at him. And the boss said, okay, sure, yeah. And then carried on, and people, you know, there was an audible because the tension in the room was so high. But after that moment, again, the amount of trust that he had built amongst his colleagues for saying the unpopular opinion in front of this guy, and then for standing up for himself and doing the right thing in terms of saying you don't treat people that way, the amount of trust and then respect that that built was immense, and it completely transformed his relationships, even though that guy, he knew he was running the risk of making his life harder at work. So when you think about trust, think about saying the things that are honest but are not in your best interest, that maybe are unpopular opinions. And if you can share these vulnerabilities like I did on the YouTube channel, or these hard moments of confrontation, they're not always going to be the most pleasant moments. But going into the future, you establish a trust and respect that is very, very hard to simulate in any other way.